The word today is intent. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. The Bible teaches, in his heart a man plans his course, but the Lord determines his steps. We make plans and intend to do something, but we do not control our future. Despite our best intent, bad things can still happen to us. How do we understand that bad things still happen when we try to be good? God gives us insight into that problem. Here to share more about this important topic is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Intent.
We're going to spend some time talking about the fact that we can have good intentions, but that there are times when our best intentions don't work out as we envision. That can be really frustrating, especially since we love God, we want to be good and upright people, we are desiring to do things that are productive, and still the circumstances can go against us, or the actions of other people can go against us. Part of the human condition is not knowing the future like God does. And there are proverbs about this in the scriptures. In Proverbs 16, verse 1, it says, "To man belong the plans of the heart, but from the Lord comes the reply of the tongue." And also in Proverbs 16, verse 9, it says, "In his heart a man plans his course, but the Lord determines his steps." We can make our plans, but God is going to see what happens, how it'll unfold is according to his will. I remember a phrase that says that man proposes, but God disposes, meaning that he is the one who has these things unfold according to his will. When we look into the scriptures, we see individuals who were good and godly, and they tried to do things according to the Lord's will, but sometimes the circumstances or the behavior of other individuals interfered with them. The best example of this is of Joseph in the Old Testament from the book of Genesis, where Joseph's whole course and journey in life changed when the Lord sent some dreams to him, some pretty fantastical dreams, wherein it was symbolic of his entire family bowing down before him. And that caused his brothers to hate him, and eventually they sold him into slavery. Some of his brothers actually wanted to kill him, but Reuben, I believe, the oldest, determined to save Joseph, and they ended up selling him to Ishmaelite traders who took him to Egypt. And there in Egypt, he became a slave in the household of a man named Potiphar. Well, that wasn't enough of obstacles in Joseph's life. At one point, Potiphar's wife is trying to seduce Joseph. Today, we would call this sexual harassment. Joseph had no power. He was a slave. Potiphar's wife held all the power. And when Joseph resists, I remember it says that he responded, "How can I do this great evil against God?" And when she attempted to press him, he fled and left his cloak in her hands. And she then accuses him of indecent advances. And so Joseph then ends up getting thrown into prison. Well, there's a couple of guys in prison that have dreams, and Joseph is given the interpretation of the dreams. The one man is beheaded by the Pharaoh. The other man is restored to his position. And Joseph had told him, "Remember me, put in a good word for me." And the man forgets all about Joseph. So Joseph languishes even longer in prison until Pharaoh has these dreams that Joseph was able to interpret, which would mean 7 years of plenty followed by 7 years of famine. And it's only after going through all of these difficulties, these trials and problems that have been brought on by other people, where Joseph is finally elevated to second in command of Egypt. The great lesson of Joseph is that we adhere to the will of God. We follow God's will. We show our love for Jesus, regardless of the circumstances. We don't do this just so our life will go pleasant and good. There are some advantages, of course, to being godly. If you avoid great sin and offense against God, you spare yourself a great deal of pain and sorrow by living in an upright fashion. Like, for instance, today, not gambling or not doing recreational drugs or not stealing and thieving, by living a sexually pure life, by not engaging in sexual indiscretion and trysts with other people. By avoiding all of these things, we have the wonderful blessing of not having those negative outcomes in our life. But we can't stop all of the evil that is perpetrated by others. We see around the world in various circumstances that there are individuals that are deranged or have gone angry and hostile, and they begin shooting into a crowd of people. They're killing individuals. We can't control the behavior of other people, and their evil might be visited upon us. People might think that when you become a Christian, you're supposed to be blessed with freedom from all of these things, that God somehow is going to protect you from these events. But that is not so. As believers in Jesus Christ, we're still in a sinful world. We still have bad things that happen to us because of the sins of others. The good thing is that we are protected eternally. Our future is secure. No matter what happens here, the believer on Jesus Christ is promised a resurrection from the dead and eternal life with God. We walk in the mercy, in the grace of God, the forgiveness of God. Even though we have failed at times, even though we have sinned, God is gracious and merciful, and he will forgive us our sins. It kind of reminds me of the Apostle John when he writes in his first letter that if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins. We have all kinds of circumstances that take place that we might think are negative. Maybe at first we think, this is horrible. Why is God letting this happen to me? I'm sure Joseph asked the question several times, why is the Lord allowing me to be thrown into a dry well by my brothers? Why is God allowing me to be sold into slavery in Egypt? Why is the Lord having this woman make advances toward me when I'm in a position where I have no authority and all I can do is run away, and then she accuses me of wrongdoing and I end up in prison? Why, when I tell the man who is serving Pharaoh the meaning of his dream and he's restored to his position, he forgets about me? A lot of times we have questions about what's happening in our life. Why? And we might cry out to God, Lord, I have good intent. I'm trying to serve you. As a Christian today, we might have these bad things happen to us, and we might pray, Lord, Jesus, why are you letting this happen to me? Many times we won't know for a long time. I tell people it often takes 5-10 years or more to have perspective on why God is allowing certain things in our life. But we should be assured, as it tells us in the book of Romans, that God works out all things for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose. That's something we should hold on to. when we have good, godly intent, a desire to please the Lord Jesus, and yet, if something happens, we know that God's love is still there for us. We know God's forgiveness is still there. His plan of redemption, of forgiveness of sins, is still intact. The behavior of other individuals, or whether we contract a disease that will lead to our death, whether we are in an accident, it reminds me of a Christian man I know who about 6 weeks ago was walking his dog and in the neighborhood, and someone in a car ran him over, ran him and his dog over. And now he no longer has the use of his legs. He was on a breathing machine for a while. He's slowly recovering, but he's had surgery. He may never walk again. And he may ask the question, why, Lord? Why did you let this happen to me? He may not know God's larger agenda and plan for how this will work into the individual call of salvation and his call to Jesus for eternity. This man may not know that for 5, 10 years. We really don't see what God is doing in real time when it is happening. So this calls for patience and commending ourselves to God. But one thing we want to commit is not to give in. Don't give in to temptation. Don't give in to worldliness. Don't succumb to the desire to quit. Continue on strong. Continue committed to Jesus and share your faith with others. Know that the Lord God loves you and that Jesus Christ has redeemed you. He's called you to be his own. Problems and issues and circumstances are going to happen in this life, and we're not magically protected from them. But we are given assurance of a resurrection to eternal life and perfect bliss in heaven with Jesus. So be steadfast, be faithful, knowing that even though you have good intent, there's going to be some bad things or things that you don't understand that happen to you. When that occurs, commend yourself to God. Stay faithful to him. Continue to do right like Joseph. And in due time, God will lift you up and he will give you the gift of eternal life in Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word Today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word Today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word Today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word Today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word Today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word Today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.